Doing It Live gets you talking.
U.S. President Barack Obama has launched a scathing attack on the presumptive Republican presidential candidate, Donald Trump. In angry comments to reporters, he accused Mr. Trump of threatening to place America's Muslim community under suspicion and under attack. He said the Republican leader's proposed ban on immigration would only make the country less safe. But Mr. Trump responded on Twitter, saying that America must impose what he called extraordinary screening on would-be immigrants. Our Washington correspondent, Simon Marks, reports on a political row fueled by the massacre in Orlando last weekend.
Anyone wondering what the US presidential election campaign is going to be all about now has the answer. A visibly furious Barack Obama took to the microphones after a meeting with his national security team. Officially, he was planning to update the country on the battle against Islamic State, but instead he waged battle rhetorically with Donald Trump. He poured scorn on the Republican presidential contender's claim that the president recoils from using the phrase radical Islam when defining America's enemies.
That's the key, they tell us. We can't beat ISIL unless we call them radical Islamists. What exactly would using this label accomplish? What exactly would it change?
Answering his own question, President Obama said it wouldn't reduce the threat to America, but instead would play into the hands of the leaders of Islamic State and the country's other enemies.
There's no magic to the phrase radical Islam. It's a political talking point. It's not a strategy. And the reason I am careful about how I describe this threat has nothing to do with political correctness, and everything to do with actually defeating extremism.
What seems to have stuck in President Obama's craw is a speech that Donald Trump made on Monday in the aftermath of the Orlando massacre.
When it comes to radical Islamic terrorism, ignorance is not bliss. It's deadly.
Citing the gunman's Afghan father, who moved to New York several decades ago, he said he now doesn't just favor closing America's doors to Muslims, but intends to suspend immigration entirely from any country that is tied to acts of terror.
If we don't get tough, and if we don't get smart and fast, we're not going to have our country anymore. There will be nothing, absolutely nothing left.
And that led President Obama to warn that in this presidential election, America's fundamental freedoms and values are at stake. And he posed questions directly to those Republicans who have pledged support for Donald Trump.
Where does this stop? Are we going to start treating all Muslim Americans differently? Are we going to start subjecting them to special surveillance? Are we going to start discriminating against them because of their faith? We've heard these suggestions during the course of this campaign. Do Republican officials actually agree with this?
At least one answer came from Congressman Paul Ryan, the most powerful elected Republican in Washington. He's the Speaker of the House of Representatives, and since the moment he endorsed Donald Trump 10 days ago, he's found himself time and again distancing himself from the party's presumed presidential candidate.
I do not think a Muslim ban is in our country's interest. I do not think it is reflective of our principles, not just as a party, but as a country.
Which leaves open the question of whether Donald Trump can keep the support of those senior Republicans that he's already secured. Among several, Senator Bob Corker, a Republican from Tennessee, said he was disappointed by Mr. Trump's response to events in Orlando. It wasn't, he said, the kind of speech you'd expect a potential president to make. And that's all grist to Hillary Clinton's mill. Barack Obama is now leading the charge against Donald Trump, and many of Mr. Trump's fellow Republicans are now joining in. Simon Marks, 938 Live, Washington.